Chapter 10. Can I help you? The LAM 737 turned and began to lose height as it got closer to Maputo, the capital of Mozambique. Monica could see the silver Indian Ocean with a few small fishing boats and a large ship near the coast. The land was flat and brown, with a few small trees here and there. The airport came closer, and Monica could see its name, Maputo, in white stones on the grass. The 737 turned and came in to land. She was on the wing of the plane again, she thought, living dangerously. The plane landed and stopped outside a small green airport building. The passengers got off the plane and walked to the building. There was a sign saying passports. Vitjord's friends from the Carlton were right behind Monica as she went into the airport building. Monica showed her passport to the Mozambican passport officer.
"Excuse me," he said. "What is your name?"
"Monica Lundgren," Monica replied with another smile.
"But this isn't you,"
the passport officer said. He held the passport in his hand and showed Monica the photograph in the passport. Then she felt someone pushing her from behind. It was one of the men from the plane, one of Vitjord's men. He was looking at her photo in the passport.
"I'm sorry, this isn't your photo," the Mozambican passport officer said to Monica. "Please come this way."
Monica followed the passport officer into a small office. She was happy to be there, anywhere rather than next to Vitjord's men. Monica sat and waited alone. It was hot in the office, and the window was open.
"I'm sorry to keep you waiting," a voice said.
The speaker was a short man with a smiling round face and a beard.
"My name's Kabinda," he said. "Passport police."
"I can explain," Monica said quickly. "My hair, it's not like the photograph, I know. I bought hair color in South Africa. I can wash it and show you." Kabinda looked carefully at Monica and then at the photo.
"No, that's okay. I can see that it's you," Kabinda said. "There's one more thing. You need a visa. It's $10. You can pay the passport officer. Welcome to Mozambique."
Monica paid for her visa and, as she didn't have a suitcase, walked straight out into the warm air. There were a few people waiting outside the airport building, but the bus to Maputo had gone. The air was warm, and Monica felt happy. Other people were walking into Maputo, and she decided to walk too. As she was walking, a van slowed and stopped beside her. It was a big white van with black windows. The van stopped in front of her. Two men got out. They were Vitjord's men. One of them opened the van's back doors.
"Get in,"
the bearded man said, and tried to take her arm. Monica pulled away from him. Some people stopped to look. No one said anything. Then Monica heard another engine, and then a friendly voice.
"Can I help you?" the voice said.
Monica turned around. It was Kabinda from the passport police. He was getting out of an old yellow lorry, which was full of people. Monica smiled.
"Yes, please," she replied.
"Can I help you?" Kabinda asked the men.
The men stood for a minute and looked at him, then they got back into the white van. The bearded man looked out of the black window and spoke to Monica.
"We'll find you," he said. "Maputo's a small town."
The white van drove off towards the city center.
"Do you know those men?" Kabinda asked.
"No," Monica replied. "Not really. Thank you very much for your help."
Kabinda smiled.
It's nothing, he said. But it's quite a long way to the city center. Where are you staying?
I don't know, Monica said.
Well, Kabinda said in his friendly voice, we'll find you somewhere. But first, we must get to the center.
Kabinda pointed to the lorry.
We call this a chopper, he said. Come with us.
Monica looked at the chopper. It was old, and there seemed to be at least 50 people standing in the back.
Okay, she replied. Thank you very much.
The chopper drove slowly into Maputo. There were more and more people walking along the road. The air was hot and dry. There were small houses made from wood beside the road. Children were playing outside them. Slowly, the wooden houses became bigger and then became large buildings. Monica held on to Kabinda's arm as the chopper hit a hole in the road. The chopper stopped from time to time, and people got on and off.
What's that?
Monica asked as they passed a very tall, half-finished building. Kabinda smiled and then replied. He had to shout because of the noise of the chopper.
It's a present from the Portuguese, he said. When the Portuguese left my country in 1975, they took everything they could with them, and they destroyed everything they couldn't take. That building was going to be a hotel, but as they left, the Portuguese filled the inside with concrete. Now it's no use to anyone.
The chopper was soon near the center of Maputo.
Let's get off here, Kabinda said, and we'll find you somewhere to stay.
He helped Monica down from the high lorry.
I need to find a hotel, Monica said, and make a phone call, and find the Swedish embassy, but I'm sure I can look after myself.
Don't be silly, Kabinda replied. You are a guest in our country. I would invite you to stay in my apartment, but it's very small, and I have a very large family.
He laughed. The first hotels Kabinda and Monica tried were all full. Finally, they found a room at the Polana Hotel, a little way out of the center of town.
Thank you very much for all your help, Monica said. I don't know what to say.
Then say nothing, Kabinda replied. Tonight, my wife and I will take you out to dinner at the Feira Popular. There are a lot of good restaurants there. Be ready. We'll come for you at 8 o'clock.
With a smile and a wave, Kabinda left the Polana and Monica was shown to her room. It was a very pleasant hotel with a view of some yellow palm trees and the deep blue Indian Ocean. Monica wanted to call SMI. The hotel, though, wasn't safe. She would have to find the Swedish embassy. The Swedish embassy was close to the Polana on Avenida Julius Nyerere. Krista Sandelin was the Swedish consul. He was tall and thin with a blonde beard. He was a nice man, and after making a few phone calls to check Monica's identity, he rang Anders Blom.
What are you doing in Mozambique? Asked Blom.
Monica explained and then asked,
Have you received a cassette from me? I gave it to Joseph this morning at the Carlton.
No, Blom replied. Not yet. Joseph will send it with the plane tonight, and I will get it tomorrow morning.
Vichod tried to kill Carlson once, and is going to try again, Monica said. I think he knows who I am. He tried to kill me.
I want you back in Stockholm as soon as possible, Blom replied. And stay in the hotel. Don't go out.
I don't want Vitjord's men to catch you.
Okay, Monica said. I promise I'll stay in the hotel, and I'll let you know when I've got a plane ticket.
They said goodbye. Monica thanked Krista and left the embassy. She walked slowly back to the hotel, enjoying the soft early evening air. When she got back, she washed the black hair color out of her hair. Then she remembered that she was having dinner with Kabinda and his wife.